This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is! Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Thursday. The week is almost over. The light is at the end of the tunnel, and we have an amazing show planned for you tonight. That's a total lie. We don't plan out anything, but it'll be an amazing show anyway. We're going to discuss, well, I'm frustrated. I will try not to lose my temper in the very opening of the show. I yelled a little bit last night. I hate doing that. That's very rare for me, but I'm very, very frustrated by something I saw today, and it probably is going to make you angry at me. So just get ready. You're about to get mad at me, scream at the radio, turn it off, send me a piece of hate mail, and all that stuff is fine. I'm still going to do it anyway. Talk about that. A little bit more about the port strike. We have to talk about the second gentleman. Sorry, that always makes me laugh. Kamala Harris's husband beating up his girlfriend and paying the nanny hush money. Why they grab guns. We're going to talk a lot more about Helene, the federal response to that, and Will Smith farting in an air-sealed pod. All that and so much more coming up tonight on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. I want to begin here, though. So we're a month out from the election. A month out from the election, the presidential election. Early voting starts now, right now. All right, let's pause on that for a moment. Just put that in your back pocket for a minute. Let's pause on that for a moment. You ever argued with somebody? Friend, girlfriend, boyfriend, wife, husband. You ever had a nice argument with somebody? You know what will oftentimes decide who the victor in the argument is, if there is going to be a victor? Which side is arguing about their thing? You see, if my wife decides to buy herself a whole new wardrobe and I don't fix the fence in the backyard and we get in a big knockdown, drag out fight and we spend 90% of that fight discussing the fence in the backyard, I lost. I'm going to lose. If we spend 90% of that fight talking about her whole new wardrobe, that's not the kind of thing she does, I should note. But if we spend 90% of that fight discussing her wardrobe and the money she spent, I won. What is the argument about? What is the argument centered around? That is what oftentimes will decide, almost always will decide, who the victor is in the argument. It doesn't even matter if you're making good points or bad points in either way. If we're sitting there arguing for 10 minutes and we spend 9 of those 10 minutes discussing the fence, good or bad, I've lost. That's my failure. It's what I don't want anybody focused on. But if we're focused on that, I'm going to lose. You understand?
What are you focused on? What is the focal point of the argument? Now, the debate the other night is actually a great example of this. The other night, J.D. Vance, Tim Walz, they have a debate. What did J.D. Vance make virtually the entire night about? No matter the question, there were two issues J.D. Vance, one of two issues J.D. Vance made almost every single thing about. What were they? Remember?
So what Tim Walz is doing, and I honestly, Tim, I think you got a tough job here because you've got to play whack-a-mole. You've got to pretend that Donald Trump didn't deliver rising take-home pay, which of course he did. You've got to pretend that Donald Trump didn't deliver lower inflation, which of course he did. And then you've simultaneously got to defend Kamala Harris's atrocious...
The whole night. Immigration, inflation, immigration, inflation, immigration, inflation, immigration, inflation. It was all night long. Why did he do that? Was it just random? Just happened to be on his heart at the time? No. It was a strategy. Why was it the strategy? Because if this election is about inflation and immigration, Donald Trump is going to be the next president of the United States of America a month from now. If the people walking into the voting booth a month from now, in fact, the people who are voting right now, I need to emphasize, election day is today. It's tomorrow. It's the next day. Early voting has begun. The people who are walking into the voting booth right now, if this election is about immigration and inflation, Donald Trump is going to be the next president of the United States of America. Every single poll, I should point out, position poll reflects that. Who do you trust more on inflation? Donald Trump slaughters Kamala Harris. Who do you trust more on immigration? Donald Trump slaughters Kamala Harris. If the American voter votes on inflation and immigration now, tomorrow, the next day, Donald Trump's the next president. Now, do you remember the questions the moderators asked, not only J.D. Vance, but Donald Trump in both of the debates? Do you remember how it centered so much on abortion? Why do you think that is? Look, we just had Hurricane Helene. If I remember right, they got to abortion before they even got to that. It was abortion this, abortion that. J.D. Vance, talk about abortion. What about abortion? You said this about abortion. Of course, they have to lie because they're dirty, demonic scum. Women's reproductive rights. Abortion, 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 abortion. Why do they want to talk about that? Because if this election is about abortion, we have a culture in this country that loves abortion. If this election is about abortion and the American people walk in the voting booth today, tomorrow, the next day, November, and vote based on abortion, Kamala Harris is going to be the next president of the United States of America. That's why the moderators talk about it. That's why Dome talks about it in every campaign stop. That's why Walz talks about it in every campaign stop. If this election is about abortion, Kamala Harris is going to be your next president. So, what should everyone on the right, if your interest is to win the election, what should we be focused on and talking about? Abortion? Or should that be something avoided at any cost? Or should we be discussing inflation and immigration? Well, obviously, you know the answer. The last thing in the world you should be discussing right now, if you're on the Trump campaign, is abortion. The last thing. So, Melania Trump, she's Donald Trump's wife. I know you know that. Have felt, you know, fondness for Melania Trump. Always seemed kind of regal, but don't hear much from her. Disappears forever. You really don't hear from her at all. She just months and months and months at a time. And I should throw in this little disclaimer. I do not have any inside knowledge about the nature of their relationship, nor is it my business. I don't know. I don't know whether they're super close. I don't know whether they sit around, talk to each other in the morning, cup of coffee. I don't know whether they hug and kiss. I don't know whether they're close. I don't know whether or not they hate each other. There are a lot of marriages like that. I don't know, and I'm not going to make any suggestions. I have no idea. Melania Trump, on election day, today, that's today, remember, and it's every day for the next month. On election day, Melania Trump just published a book. She's hardcore pro-abortion. And she writes it in her book. Quote, this is just one part of it. A woman's fundamental right of individual liberty to her own life grants her the authority to terminate her pregnancy if she wishes. direct excerpt. It's talked about on every news channel today, every headline. Boom! Abortion, right back in the news. And maybe, just maybe, you're sitting there saying right now, Jesse, that's a small portion of the book. The book is about her life and where she was born. I would agree with you, except for this. This morning, I have the timestamp at 6:45 a.m., the year of our Lord, 2024, October 3rd, on Election Day, as early voting has begun. Melania Trump posted a 30-second video clip of herself on her social media page, and this is what she said.
Individual freedom is a fundamental principle that I safeguard. Without a doubt, there is no room for compromise when it comes to this essential right that all women possess from birth. Individual freedom. What does my body, my choice really mean?
What's that? My body, my choice? The swan song of every abortion-loving demon in this country? I'm going to set aside my anger at the issue, because you know how pro-life I am. I'm actually not going off about that right now. I get it. It's fine. They're not with me on that. I get it. Fine. No, I'll set aside my stance on abortion for the moment. Campaign-wise, the former first lady publishes a pro-abortion book as soon as early voting begins? Does Donald Trump's wife want him to lose the election? Did Donald Trump sign off on this? If he did, he's insane. If he didn't, what's going on? Get your wife in order. What are we doing? Now we have hurricane ravaging North Carolina, Tennessee, a dock strike, anarchy in the Middle East, inflation out of control, a wide open border, and people today are talking about abortion because his wife brought it to the news with a book. What are we doing? Jeez. You know what? I'm done with it. That's the last thing I'm going to say this show about it. I'm so angry. I can feel you watching me on the simulcast. You see that vein in my head? I'm getting ready to freaking pop. The idiocy sometimes, man. I'm telling you, I can't take it. If this election is about abortion because this country loves abortion, we're going to lose. And the first lady brought it back? Jeez, gosh, I give up. Good grief. Anyway, switch your cell phone to Pure Talk, please. Stop funding these abortion-loving companies. Go look up the big mobile carriers, AT&T and T-Mobile, Verizon. Go look up the disgusting, disgusting things they do with your money. Of course, in the name of charity. They probably even say ridiculous things like, my body, my choice. Switch to Pure Talk. Save yourself a fortune. Support a company who shares and supports your values, the values of patriotism, America, caring for veterans. They love America so much, they hire Americans. They didn't import a bunch of foreigners to hire them. Americans, right here on American soil. It takes 10 minutes on the phone to switch. Stop supporting companies who hate you and put your money where your morals are. Dial #250-SAY-JESSE-KELLY. #250-SAY-JESSE-KELLY. We'll be back.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday, and I'm done talking about it. I'm frustrated. I vented. I feel so much better. Thank you for just giving me a few minutes to vent out my frustration. I don't understand why we would bring that up in the conversation now and change the campaign momentum. So it is what it is. Anyway, I forgot to remind you that tomorrow is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. You need to get your questions emailed in now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. As always, all 3 hours on Friday belong to you. I answer whatever questions you send in. And they don't have to be political, I point out. They can be about whatever you want. Be about crazy stuff, work, personal life, history, food. I don't care. Whatever it is, we'll have some fun on Friday like we always do. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Now, I want to bring the focus back to Helene, to North Carolina, to Tennessee, to the people who are suffering. We cannot let this go. We can't forget about these people. I get so many of these emails. Hello, oh great jockey of the disc. I live in a very small town in western North Carolina called Green Mountain in Yancey County. It has been demolished by Helene. I'm sending you some very bad video I took. I'm doing all I can to help my neighbors. I'm spending my own money for supplies. I don't mind, but I've not heard much about our little area. I'm only asking for a shout out to Green Mountain, North Carolina. I've listened from the beginning. I love your show. Please play the Frito Bandito. My name is Preston. Thank you so much. God bless you and your family, and God bless America. You can have as many Frito Banditos as you want, my friend.
Ay, 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 ay. I am the Frito Bandito. Hey, I like Fritos corn chips. I love them, I do. I want Fritos corn chips. I'll get them from you. Ay, 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 ay. Oh, I am the Frito Bandito. Give me Fritos corn chips and I'll be your friend. The Frito Bandito, you must not offend. Munch, 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 bunch of Fritos.
Okay, now let's talk about the hurricane response. FEMA, Mayorkas, Kamala, good, bad. Let's talk about things. We have had a similar conversation, you and I. We've had this conversation before about different subjects, but clarifying moments. Stress tests and clarifying moments are things societies go through, people go through. With clarifying moments like what? Well, on a national scale, you've heard me mention COVID as a clarifying moment. I've called it the great sorting. How so? Well, you saw the people in your life who will turn you into the government one day. You just did. That sheep in your family with 10 masks on, 19 booster shots who ruined Thanksgiving, that's the commie who's going to turn you into the feds. That was a clarifying moment. Oh, I know they're back to being cool now. Believe me, they'll turn around right away the next time the system scares them about something. A clarifying moment. Not always pleasant, because that's going to apply to all this hurricane flood stuff. Clarifying moments are not always pleasant. Sometimes they can be. Sometimes they're not. Sometimes you have a friend who you're kind of on the outs with, and it's treated you like crap in the past, and then boom, you get in trouble. You go through a divorce. You get arrested one night. And this friend who you were kind of on the outs on at your lowest moment steps in with a helping hand, picks you up, helps you out. That's a clarifying moment in a positive way. That's a moment where you say to yourself, wow, maybe I didn't give that guy enough credit for the kind of friend he is, for the kind of selfless friend he is. He and I need to hang out more. That's a clarifying moment in a negative way. That's good. It's beneficial. But negative clarifying moments are beneficial as well. If you are, maybe you're fat. Maybe it's natural and you've made it worse. Maybe you just made it worse with your lifestyle, food, exercise. Maybe you're fat. And look, that doesn't make you a bad person. God made us all different. Some people are fat. I'd be fat if I wasn't 6'8". I'm so daggone long, I can't be fat. I'm not judging you. Maybe you're fat. And you get up. And you walk not even upstairs or up a hill. You're fat enough. You walk down the hall. You walk 30, 40 feet. And you're kind of doing the kind of the out of breath thing. I know that's not a positive. I know it's not fun. Brother, lady, that's a clarifying moment. Your body is struggling, stressed, failing under the weight. And I know it's not a pleasant clarifying moment, but it's a beneficial clarifying moment nonetheless. You need to make some changes or you're going to die early. Period. Clarifying moments are beneficial. I've had clarifying moments over and over and over again in my life. You've had them in your life. Everyone has them. Where maybe it was about you and you realized you're screwing up, you're doing this wrong, and then something terrible happens. And then, look, I had a buddy, I told you this before, had a terrible substance abuse problem, but he had a family, was kind of holding it together, woke up in the back of an ambulance one night having overdosed. I don't think he's touched a drop of alcohol since. Again, not fun, but a clarifying moment that helped him in the end. Right now, we are seeing beneficial, clarifying moments. Some are painful, some are wonderful. So let's talk about them. Let's talk about Helene, North Carolina, Tennessee, Americans versus the government. Hang on.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse USA! Kelly Show.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way. And we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. We are having a good Thursday. I got a little upset in the beginning. I'm moving off of it now. We're talking about clarifying moments. We're talking about Hurricane Helene, clarifying moments, because we have two of them. And before we get to the negative clarifying moment that is still beneficial. All this is good, kind of, if you look at it the right way. Let's discuss the good clarifying moments. The American people inspire me still. As angry as I can get with them for things like COVID, when they bent the knee too easily and other stuff like that. In the face of disaster, the American people rally around each other. And I want to remind you that America is us. It's you. It's me. It's the citizenry that is a country. It is not the government. The United States of America is not Washington, D.C. It is not the presidency. It is not the House. It is not the Senate, the Supreme Court. It's not the FBI. It's not FEMA. It's not any of these things. We are America. And I have seen this so many times in my life. We can go way back. We'll go back to 9/11 if we have to. You can see people helping each other, even when the government doesn't.
When we heard that Biden was just going to be, you know, flying around, it kind of just made us feel like, you know, as our president, you know, where is that, like, guidance where, like, you know, you're supposed to be kind of here helping us with this. And yeah. Just almost like it's like almost a sense of abandonment, you know. And like I said, you know, it's mainly just the community coming together and helping each other out with all of this.
The community coming together. Not only have these communities rallied around each other, these just devastation. It'll end up, I suspect, and I pray to God I'm wrong about this, I think it'll end up being worse than Katrina. I really do. It's that bad. It's that bad there. But the communities have rallied around each other, and Americans, many of them veterans, which is so great to see, have flown in, driven in to help their fellow Americans, and they don't get a thing from it. Yeah, I understand that there are some self-promoters in there, and I get it. Yeah, look at me and how hard I'm working. I understand all that. But for the most part, the people helping in North Carolina, in Tennessee, are doing so because they love their countrymen. And isn't that clarifying to you? I experienced this. I told you, I experienced this before during Hurricane Harvey here in Houston. When all this flooding, the entire place was underwater. I couldn't travel more than a mile from my home. It was like we were on a little mountaintop and everything else was flooded. That's what it was like. Everything was flooded. You couldn't go anywhere. You couldn't go to the store anywhere. And you did not see anarchy, looting, ridiculousness. I saw more closeness during that time, more man helping his fellow man than I ever saw in my life. And it was inspiring. It was a clarifying moment about how good, how fundamentally good so many Americans are. And I am seeing this over and over and over again. And I, just like you, can get too cynical about us, about the country, about where we're going, and then something awful happens and people lose it all, and you look at Americans just bare their soul, open up their pocketbook, open up their energy levels, and they just dedicate themselves to their fellow Americans without a care in the world for themselves, and it's awesome. It's a clarifying moment. What a moment this. I know it's awful. I know every part of this, it's sickening, the emails I get. I'm so sorry. And we need to keep praying and we need to keep helping. But watching how many people help has been unreal. We have private Americans, not just the government, private Americans in helicopters flying in resupplies, flying out people who need medical concerns, rescues. The American people rose up and fought back. And that's freaking awesome. It's a clarifying moment in a good way. Now, let's talk about the other side of it. Awful. It is terrible. But it is clarifying. Like that fat person we just discussed. Maybe that's you. Who? What, Chris? Is that? I'll try to put it differently. What do you want me to say? I'm rude. I'm forward, direct, if you will. But maybe that's you. That fat person who walks 30, 40 feet and they're huffing and puffing a little bit. That's not a pleasant, clarifying moment. It sucks. And then you got to sit down. And I've had to do this with things in my own life. Believe me, I've been there. And you got to take an account of yourself and what you've done to yourself and take responsibility. And that sucks too, doesn't it? It's a lot more fun to blame everyone else. But then when you sit and have to look in the mirror and say, man, you're not doing it right. And you got to fix yourself. That sucks. Nobody likes that. I don't like that. But it's also healthy and beneficial. Look at what I've done to me. I've got to take ownership of it. Negative clarifying moments are beneficial too. And what we're seeing from the United States government when it comes to Helene, East Palestine, Hawaii, but we'll make it about Helene right now. What we're seeing from the United States government, it hurts. We don't want to be here as a country. We don't want this kind of government. It hurts, but it's clarifying and it's beneficial. FEMA spent $641 million last year, just the fiscal year, 23 to 24, $641 million for illegals. For illegals. Here's what you get.
And the federal relief and assistance that we have been providing has included FEMA providing $750 for folks who need immediate needs being met, such as food, baby formula, and the like. And you can apply now for anyone who's watching this who has been affected.
$750. That's what the government cares. That's how much the government cares about you. If Vladimir Zelensky flies into town, courtesy of the taxpayer, I might add, he flies into town, shoot, he's shaking hands, kissing babies, He's flying back to Ukraine with truckloads of your money and munitions, whatever he needs. You lost it all, $750. The government organization that was created, which it should have never been, but once again, Republicans got bullied into creating a government program that now is evil. But anyway, the organization FEMA, the government organization that's supposed to be dedicated to specifically things like this, has spent hundreds of millions of dollars of your money on illegals, on people who shouldn't even be here. And when a resident of North Carolina or Tennessee loses absolutely everything, and Georgia, sorry, I need to keep remembering, Georgia got hammered too. They're not getting talked about as much, but Georgia too. It, when an American citizen gets destroyed, loses it all, $750 for you. Not a care in the world. The Biden administration did nothing. Nothing. In days after Helene, this is from the Federalist, not one of the Biden-Harris cabinet visited. Not one. Took them days to even organize a flyover. And even then, when they flew over, all they did was screw everything up.
The other thing is that yesterday, for President Biden's, you know, dog and pony show to come in and see photos, he put a 30-mile TFR, which is basically a restriction, in the air zone, which means that he actually stopped from 12 o'clock until 1600, 4 p.m. He stopped air traffic and helos from transferring supplies, dropping SAR teams, picking up individuals from medevacs. So that was not only irresponsible, but if you're going to come a week later, at least make sure that you're not trying to, you know, hinder in any way further the actual operations that are being led by civilian organizations and veterans such as myself and others that are trying to do what is right. And so I found the entire response so far to be not just lacking, but irresponsible and inept.
Biden administration waited a week and all they did was shut down the airspace so medevacs couldn't get out. Evil. Wrong. But honestly beneficial because it's clarifying. We'll continue that thought. Hang on.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday, reminding you that tomorrow is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. You need to get your questions emailed in now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. You also can call with them as long as it's brief. Leave a voicemail. No one's going to answer. 877-377-4373. 877-377-4373. The federal response to Helene has been disgusting, awful, evil, and terrible. But in the end, it will be beneficial because the American people are now waking up even more than they were before to the fact the United States government simply doesn't care about you at all. And those three characteristics of all the people who lead Western civilization that we talk about all the time, they're all on display right now. What are those three characteristics? Because it explains everything, absolutely everything. What are they? No love of country. A lot of them hate it, of course, but they really just don't love it. They've never been taught to love it. They've never been taught America's great. Most of them are taught America is evil. And so when they look at rural patriotic towns in North Carolina, in Tennessee, in Georgia, when they look at these rural counties that have been slaughtered and wiped out, there's just nothing that stirs in them because America doesn't stir them. Americans don't stir them to action. There's nobody in this government who's had a single genuine moment of sadness about what's happening after Helene. None of them have. No love of country. Two, no connection to the real world, to how normal people live. When your whole life has been this cushy existence, cushy house, cushy universities, cushy media job, you live in a penthouse in New York, you work in all these fancy places, you don't have any idea what it's like to have the bridges shut down, the roads washed out, and you're hauling in food and water by donkey, which is what's happening as we speak right now. Donkey. You don't have any idea what a donkey even smells like if you're one of the people who run this country. Doesn't smell great, I should note. I have some experience with those. Either way, no love of country, no connection to the real world. and they see themselves as kings and queens. How does that apply? Well, it applies so much. Why is it they'll send a bunch of money to Ukraine? Why is it they'll bring in every illegal they possibly can? But as soon as Americans are in dire need and they need help, the American government says, oh, gosh, I'd love to, but look at that. Fresh out of cash. Man, love to do something, but I can't. Well, they just don't care about the peasants. And they don't want to care about the peasants. And this is all because the government is evil and it has become transactional. Ever had a transactional friend in your life? Ever known somebody like this? Ever had a friend call you up, haven't talked to you in forever, and he's so nice on the phone? Hey, Jesse, man, I've missed you, buddy. Let's go grab a beer. I just want to catch up on old times. And I fall for it. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Let's go. And 5 minutes into it, I find out he wants to borrow my tool set and my pickup truck. And I say to myself, oh, I'm just transactional to him. I don't mean anything to him. I'm transactional. He cares about me only for what I can provide for him. And beyond that, he wouldn't pee on me if I was on fire. That's exactly how the federal government thinks about you. You see, the reason they'll send unending gobs of your money overseas is that money and power comes back to them through the defense industry, through lobbying. They get to act like they're some kind of freedom-loving champion. The reason they'll bring in unending hordes of barbarians from countries all across the planet is because they're transactional people. Those illegals and legals they bring into this country, they provide cheap labor. They'll provide votes. They'll provide crime, which they love. It's transactional. They provide something for the evil people who run the country. If you're somebody in Tennessee, you have a little bit of an accent, probably go to church, love your family. What do you give them? What do you provide for the evil people who run this country? Nothing. Oh, they should care about you if they had any honor, any humanity, any sense of duty at all. They should, but they don't. Shoot, they left 11 counties in Georgia. Brian Kemp is not exactly some fire-breathing anti-communist. Fairly milquetoast. He's outraged.
When the first emergency declarations came down, there was only 11 counties in that. A lot of people were outraged, including me, because there was such devastation in up to 90 counties. So we called the White House. We spoke to the president's chief of staff, the FEMA administrator, and said, look, you're sending the signal that you're not paying attention to some of these rural communities.
It's not that they're not paying attention, respectfully, Governor. They've paid attention. They don't care. People don't like when I say it because they don't want it to be true. But this government, if they thought it would help them keep power, they would preside over the death of every single one of you and not shed a single tear. Those are the people who lead the country. That's a fact. All right. Let's talk a little bit about the docks, the port strike. There's a couple things that we need to discuss there. Before we do that, let's discuss a little thing I like to call Choctober, you see. What, Chris? Don't shake your head. Choctober's great. Whenever Choc does this, people save a pile of money, and it makes me smile. How many people have you heard me read the email from who've emailed in, Jesse, I'm a 60-year-old woman and I'm mad at you because the female vitality stack works so well, I don't even want to nap anymore. It eliminates naps. Jesse, I'm a 50-year-old man. I feel like an entirely new person. This is you, me. It's our people. Natural herbal supplements will have you feeling like a new person. We are drinking estrogens and microplastics and all kinds of garbage. We can't cut all that stuff out of our lives, but we can get some natural herbal supplements in our lives to fight back. And now we save a pile of money because it's Choctober. Go to Choc.com and get a subscription because that's how you get Choctober discounts. Well, with the promo code Jesse. Choq.com, promo code Jesse, or you can call them. You can text them, 50CHOQ3000. That's 50CHOQ3000. If you've been waiting, you're not sure, I didn't want to spend the money, Choctober's the time to do it. Go get a subscription. All right. The East and Gulf Coast port strike could be a no-win situation for the Biden administration. That's from CNBC. This port strike continues. It's getting interesting. There's going to be fallout politically, fallout economically. Let's discuss it a little more next.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.